Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Fuchs. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Charlie Fuchs. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nagealing. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nagealing. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Clift steals second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. There goes Judnick. The throw from Tebbets to second, and Judnick is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth is hit by the pitch. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive towards right. Lobs chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Lobs. Bloodworth moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagieling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuchs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Nagealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagealing is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagealing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Judnick moves to third. Nagealing moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine bunts for an out with unknown description. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Judnick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuchs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Nogueling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nogueling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nogueling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to home to get Kramer. McCoskey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Caster now pitching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McNair moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuchs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Judnick strikes out. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Rick Farrell. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Tony Criscola pinch hits for George Caster. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.